Good afternoon. My name is Peter LaBarbera. I'm the president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. We're here to hold the Southern Poverty Law Center accountable for its very nasty campaign to classify mainstream pro-family organizations as alleged hate groups. We're very happy to have with us some a series of speakers coming from all over the country, from North Carolina, California, from the Northeast, from Virginia, all centered on the message of exposing what the Southern Poverty Law Center has done by effectively smearing pro-family groups as haters. I'm not going to read my whole statement, but I want to say that I do come here today to the headquarters of the Southern Poverty Law Center as one of the SPLC's victims. Americans for Truth About Homosexuality was designated a so-called hate group by the SPLC, reportedly after being lobbied to do so by the Gay Liberation Network, which is a Marxist homosexual group in Chicago. Ironically, the leader of the Gay Liberation Network, Bob Schwartz, once told me that he would like to push me into oncoming traffic in Chicago's busy streets, and he would do so if it weren't for the police standing nearby, which is to say that the SPLC is conspiring with objectively hateful homosexual extremists to smear and demonize its Christian target groups as haters. AFTA is a Christian organization that endeavors to expose and oppose the homosexual, bisexual, transgender movement. We regard all homosexual practices sinful, according to thousands of years of Judeo-Christian tradition, teaching, and divine revelation. We also regard homosexual behavior as destructive, unnatural, but importantly, changeable, as proved by the thousands of former homosexuals who are alive today, and we are happy to have one such former homosexual, D.L. Foster, here. And the SPLC makes as one of its crusades is now trying to actively debunk the idea that people can walk away from homosexuality. I was flabbergasted to go to the SPLC's website, click on their hate map, and see Americans for Truth, as well as groups like the Illinois Family Institute, Family Research Council, American Family Association, listed with such radical fringe organizations as the KKK, Aryan Nation, etc. There at the top is a picture of basically what looks like neo-Nazis giving the Heil Hitler slogan. This is abject demonization, the attempt to bracket Christian mainstream groups with these awful racist hate groups, and it's just unconscionable that the SPLC would be engaged in such propaganda. The first person I'd like to introduce is a friend of mine, Pastor Patrick Wooden. Dr. Wooden is the senior pastor of the Upper Room Church of God in Christ in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he's here to talk about the SPLC.
Thank you. As an African-American male, as an African-American pastor, as a proud member of this great country, I personally owe a debt of thanks to the Southern Poverty Law Center for their accomplishments, their achievements in the goals, in their landmark decisions, putting out of business sections of the Ku Klux Klan, fighting for those who have been racially affected, and for the victories that they have scored. However, in this case, it would be sinful if we stood idly by and allow Americans for Truth About Homosexuality and other Judeo-Christian organizations to be painted with a broad brush as being racist groups simply because they choose to believe the same thing, quite frankly, as I believe, and that is that we believe the Judeo-Christian position with regard to homosexuality. We do not believe that parents should teach their children under the guise of political correctness that instead of saying Happy Mother's Day or Happy Father's Day, they should say Happy Someone Special Day. I think my mom, I'm blessed to have a mother who's living, would be stunned if I gave her a gender neutral greeting or if I, as a grandparent, raised my kids with political correctness and gender neutral greetings. It's amazing to me and that we're standing here in front of the sign that says hate, fighting hate. One of the new definitions of hate in America is to disagree with homosexuals. If you disagree for any reason, you're labeled as a racist, labeled as a homophobe. One website referred to me as a second-tier homophobe. And I wonder, what do I have to do to be a first-tier? But simply because I support and believe the biblical stance on homosexuality, I don't think that I should be called a racist or a homophobe or someone who is promoting hate or a gay basher. It is the American way for us to, it is American for us to express our ideals, to agree and to disagree. As a member of the African American community, I see firsthand what is happening to our community as a result of the growth of homosexuality on one end and abortion on the other. Our numbers are declining, and it is negatively affecting our community. 70% of African American kids are born out of wedlock. I believe that children need a mother and need a father. And as with all that the Southern Poverty Law Center has done in helping us, we strongly disagree with their position on these issues. A press release was released today that kind of, I think it reflected the racism of the writer from the Southern Poverty Law Center, as they said that some white organizers, I guess they mail ordered and got themselves a handful of black ministers to come, as though we can't think, we're unintelligent. Here it is again, the white man telling a bunch of white black people what to do. But we're here today on our own dime. We're here today because we share Peter's beliefs. We're here today because we preach from our pulpits the same thing. And it's not hatred. As a matter of fact, we're motivated by love, and we appreciate this opportunity to allow our voices to be heard. We want to say to the African Americans out there and to Americans that not all of us agree with the Southern Poverty Law Center on this issue. There's another side of the coin, and our side is, it is American to believe, to think, to say what you feel, and to express your views and your values. We believe the Bible, and we're proud of it. At this time, Reverend Foster is coming to make a statement.
Good afternoon. I'm Pastor D.L. Foster, and I reside in metropolitan Atlanta. I'm a husband, a father, an uncle, a brother, and a friend. I'm a person who is loved and is loved by others. I have some prepared remarks to make here this afternoon in regards to how the SP, the Southern Poverty Law Center, is treating individuals like myself and my friends and brothers here today who are speaking out against homosexuality in our nation. First, I'd like to give praise to the Southern Poverty Law Center because they've done tremendous work in restraining and minimizing the vicious, hate-filled actions of the Klan, white supremacists who have murdered in cold blood thousands of African Americans. Without the work of the SPLC in tracking, documenting, and even prosecuting some of these groups, a dark cloud of injustice would continue to hang over our nation. But as an African-American male, I want to express my gratitude for this and to encourage them to continue upholding justice for the underprivileged. But some things have seemed to change as we have progressed into this 21st century. The SPLC seems to have been co-opted by homosexual extremists who now want them to throw black folks under the bus in exchange for a homosexual agenda. As an African-American preacher, I'm the grandson of a Texas pioneer who preached against the Klan in Central Texas, and I stand here today saying that the truth of God is the priority in my life. I stand here today because I have become a target of the SPLC because of my stance publicly against homosexuality. Also stand here today because as a man who has been out of homosexuality for almost 22 years, I am now branded by the SPLC and homosexual rights group as a person who is spreading hate and misinformation. So what I want to say here today is that we have come here to declare that this is an end to this vicious branding of individuals who simply are stating their case and making known what we all know is truth. God has since from the beginning declared that homosexuality is not a lifestyle that any person should live. And as a spokesman for what is truth, we declare that today. Homophobia is not the same as racism. Homophobia is an irrational fear of homosexuals. But as a formerly homosexual man, it is ridiculous to think that I would hate homosexuals. I have been the recipient of messages, hate messages, and death threats from homosexual activists. And I even wanted to read to you a portion of a death threat that was sent to me publicly. Adam Kautz, a white Olympia, Washington-based homosexual activist, sent me the following email. He said, "I hope someone kills you, you piece of nigger explicative." He said, "I certainly hope that you someday piss off the wrong person and that you get killed as a result." He said, "You ugly nigger." That's right, you fat, ugly nigger. "You were never gay to begin with, and you could never provide incontrovertible proof that you were ever, that you ever were, which means that you are a liar. I want to know today why the SPLC has been silent as homosexual activists have branded and sent violent messages towards us. What is the reason why we have not been the recipient of the same level of attention when we are the victims of violence and hate speech by homosexual activists? It's a sad truth when the SPLC frequently calls people like my ministry colleague, Pastor Patrick Wooden, and other honorable African-American religious leaders bigots merely because they have the audacity to speak out and oppose homosexual activism. Today, I call upon the gay SPLC legal staffers Christine Sun and Samuel Wolf to be honest and fair. If there is truly evil that must be met and eradicated, then it must be honest and fair. As we move past another holiday celebrating the legacy of a great African-American preacher, Dr. Martin Luther King, who was unfairly branded himself, I can't help but to think that if he was standing here with us today, he would be shaking his head sadly and saying to the SPLC, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Thank you.
Thank you, DL. And I want to know that on the SPLC's website, two of their criteria for hate groups are, one, the propagation of known falsehoods; two, pumping out demonizing propaganda aimed at homosexuals. Well, it's ironic that the SPLC is working with homosexual activists that are known for some of the most vicious and dehumanizing propaganda, one of which is Wayne Besson from the group Truth Wins Out, a notoriously vicious homosexual activist. He has nicknamed me Porno Pete, attempting to attach my name to pornography. This sort of ugly name-calling is typical of the very homosexual activists that the SPLC is working with. Our next speaker is my friend Matt Barber, who was fired from a Fortune 500 company specifically for speaking out against homosexuality. He is with the Liberty Council, the group Liberty Council Action. Matt Barber.
Yeah, I'm going to start by reading a brief statement, then I'll have a few additional comments. In the past few years, the Southern Poverty Law Center has inexplicably chosen to lay on the line any credibility it once had as a serious civil rights advocacy group to instead push a left-wing extremist political agenda. The SPLC has moved from monitoring actual hate groups like the KKK and neo-Nazis to slandering mainstream Christian organizations with that very same hate group label. By extension, the SPLC is smearing billions of Christians and Jews worldwide as haters simply because they embrace the traditional Judeo-Christian sexual ethic. It's a shame that an organization that once supported the noble vision of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would today engage in anti-Christian bigotry of a kind Martin Luther King Jr. would have no doubt detested. What's most troubling is that there are actually law enforcement agencies around the country that still use the SPLC's hate group resources. I encourage all law enforcement to discard the SPLC as it has discarded any semblance of objectivity and usefulness. Today's SPLC is simply a well-funded MoveOn.org. I don't know if any of you in the media had an opportunity to see the statement that Mark Potok with the Southern Poverty Law Center put out today in speaking with several of my friends and brothers in Christ and colleagues. And here, it was offensive. It was condescending, and racially charged. Mark Potok suggested that Peter LaBarber and myself brought with us, because they clearly can't make decisions on their own, a group of African-American pastors. I call on Mark Potok to apologize for that racially insensitive comment. Now, I also would like to challenge Mark Potok on behalf as a board member of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality to debate any of these known falsehoods that he alleges as a pretext are the reasons for labeling mainstream Christian organizations hate groups. One of those pretextual known falsehoods is to say that he had labeled Americans for Truth a hate group because Americans for Truth and other Christian organizations compare the homosexual lifestyle and the pitfalls associated with that lifestyle with smoking and alcohol abuse. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center, if they're going to be consistent, they need to label the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Food and Drug Administration, the International Journal of Epidemiology, and a number of other homosexual-friendly, if you will, organizations as hate groups. We know, for instance, that the CDC has said, shown consistently, that homosexuals at an astronomical rate, homosexual men particularly, of contracting almost every form of sexually transmitted disease. A recent study showed that 1 in 5 men who have sex with men in major cities are HIV positive. 40% of them do not even know it. Syphilis, 64% of all syphilis cases are men who have sex with men. How dare we, in our system of education, encourage kids to embrace this homosexual identity and engage in behaviors that demonstrably put them at risk? And how dare the Southern Poverty Law Center take us to task and call us haters because we are warning people of the documented dangers associated with homosexual conduct? Thank you.
At this time, we introduce the founder of the Frederick Douglass Society, Mr. Tim Johnson.
Good afternoon. You know, as I was listening to people take the time to compliment SPLC, I find it really interesting that one of the things that comes to mind is that the SPLC was started by 2 white men, and yet they want to get upset and make comments in reference to 2 white men having us here as if we're the token blacks to be here. That, number one, is very offensive to me. And it's sad that SPLC, the so-called leaders of SPLC, would be so bold to allow anybody in their staff to send out a memo that says that. But the other thing that becomes very sad to me is that we're in Montgomery, Alabama, the second home of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's interesting that when we say Dr. Martin Luther King, we act as if he was an MD or that he had a PhD in economy. He was a Christian minister of the gospel. And yet we have an organization such as the SPLC that came about in 1971 on the heels of those crimes that were against blacks, people that looked like me and some of you, came on the heel by 2 white men, that they've made their money and they've made their fame off of supposedly helping us. Now they want to take the same community and trash it because of what they want to say about Christians. The other thing that I find is interesting is that the so-called chairman of SPLC is a rabbi. And here it is that we even hear on the presidential debates talking about how we as Americans should support Israel. And yet we have a man who is a rabbi, and last time I checked, rabbi is in the Jewish community. He's supporting the actions of SPLC. As a matter of fact, he's heading it because he's the chairman of this organization. We at the Frederick Douglass Foundation say a couple things very clear. We are devoted Christians. We don't apologize for that. But in being devoted Christians, we also recognize that Jesus was Jewish. We recognize that and we respect that. But we're clear about our belief and our faith. We also recognize the importance that the word is the word is the word. And for whatever reason, we have too many people in our society who are scared to look at Romans and what it says. It said man should not sleep with man and woman should not sleep with a woman. Yet for whatever reason, we're scared to stand on the word of Christianity. And this man, my former pastor, says something that was so important to us. He said, while everybody else is coming out of the closet, Christians are going in the closet. One of the things that I think is important is we recognize why we're all here. We're here because we have a right. The First Amendment does not just apply to liberals. The First Amendment applies to all of us. And that means that we have a right to feel what we feel and think the way we think. And because we're doing on the word of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we're not going to be apologetic for it. We have a responsibility. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing what we're doing, and we'll continue to do it until we go to our grave. God bless.
Thank you, Tim. Pastor Will Nichols from Raleigh, North Carolina, Victorious Praise Church of God in Christ.
Hi, I'm a pastor of a major African-American church in the city of Durham, North Carolina. And I do preach the word of God, which speaks against homosexuality. And therefore, by default, I've been labeled a hate group. Now, the Bible actually says, he that spareth the rod hateth his child, hateth his son. But he that loves his son chastises him. Now, if God is love, now, love tells us that if we don't speak the truth, that's where we really hate. If I don't tell the truth, then I really hate my child. And if we as pastors don't speak the truth, then we really hate our parishioners. But if we love them, which people say, well, God is love and we should demonstrate love, well, we demonstrate that love simply by speaking the truth. And we will speak the truth, and we reject the notion that we are a hate group. Really, we are a love group.
Let me read one statement. I'd like to just read a couple statements from supporters who are Jewish of our effort today. Arthur Goldberg, author of Light in the Closet, Torah, Homosexuality, and the Power to Change, said, quote, to equate mainstream pro-family groups with hate groups reminds me of the scare tactics used by anti-Semites. Such tactics are themselves an act of bigotry and hatred. Brian Kamiker, who is Jewish, who's the founder of Mass Resistance, which has also been smeared as a hate group by the SPLC, said this, the Southern Poverty Law Center loves to use Nazi imagery to incite people against Bible-believing Jews and Christians. It's extremely offensive, but also very ironic. In the 1930s and the 1940s, the Nazis themselves used many of the same techniques that the SPLC used today to dehumanize groups of people, twist the truth, and foment hatred against those with traditional values through propaganda campaigns and also by working through governments, schools, and police departments. I am surely here with you in spirit, and so are thousands of others across America. All good people must fearlessly stand against this. On behalf of Abiding Truth, which is another group which has been labeled a hate group, Scott Lively's organization, Abiding Truth Ministries, coming all the way from California, is Rochelle Connor.
I'm here to share a statement that Scott Lively, Abiding Truth Ministries, has prepared. I will conclude with remarks of my own. Scott says, it has been a great disappointment to watch the Southern Poverty Law Center, which was founded with laudable aspirations to reduce irrational prejudice in our society, now squander its potential and devolve into an ugly caricature of the very things it was formed to oppose. Instead of a champion of tolerance, it has become the model for anti-Christian and anti-American bigotry. Instead of an exemplar of altruism, it today is the very picture of avarice and self-opportunism, exploiting the very fears of the simple-minded to feed its ever-expanding corpulence. Worst of all, however, it is the Southern Poverty Law Center that has severely damaged the very cause it claims to serve. Because hate is real and people use that or driven by that twisted motive, they now use hate as a means to cheapen the word. They point at people who are not haters, thereby desensitizing the populace. Like the boy who cried wolf, you get a lot of attention and Southern Poverty Law Center gets a lot of money, but you expose the true victims of hatred to increasingly greater threats. So when the wolves do eventually reemerge in American society, as they surely will, with the decline of the restraining Christian influence, the very people the Southern Poverty Law Center was created to protect will be the first to be savaged. My prayer as one who really does hate irrational prejudice is that the Lord, by his sovereign power, will remove this dangerous hate-spreading organization from our nation and its leaders and members, cause them to repent of their wickedness. Finally, to prevent the Southern Poverty Law Center from using my prayer as part of its perpetual fundraising campaign, I want to make clear that I am asking God Himself to destroy their organization, and that I'm asking that it be by His miraculous hand and not by human beings. Just so, as with Sodom and Gomorrah, they will know that God will get the glory and not man. That concludes the statement from Scott Lively, and these are my concluding remarks. Southern Poverty Law Center has willfully, knowingly slandered, maligned, libeled Scott Lively, Abiding Truth Ministries. They have spread malicious lies in an attempt to undermine and destroy his credibility, because as a leading authority on the homosexual agenda, he exposes their villainy. The Southern Poverty Law Center has now become a tool of the God haters, promoting hatred in the form of vicious lies against Christianity. Southern Poverty Law Center has abandoned its mission of serving and protecting minorities and has evolved into the Southern Poverty Hate Center. Those that call truth hate, hate the truth.
At this time, from here in Montgomery, Alabama, Troy Towns.
As the pastor said, I am from Montgomery, Alabama. I'm here representing Pastor Kyle Searcy, a Fresh Anointing House of Worship. And I just wanted to say that, as we all know, the country is dying. And we're dying from within. It's moral decay. We can learn from our past mistakes. When we look back at history, it has always been moral decay, as the Roman Empire declined from moral decay. And I say that I'm excited about what's going on here today, because I've been praying for 2 years and I've been asking the Lord. I said, Lord, I pray that you would begin to raise people that will stand up for your truth, because God has given us a formula. He has given us a formula on how to save this nation. And it's in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their own wickedness. I applaud these men and this woman behind us today for coming and making a stand, because we are going to stand up for this nation. We are going to stand up for this Constitution. We are going to stand up. This nation was based on God. The Constitution is full of scriptures. And we are going to change this nation. We are going to begin to declare the truth from the house of God again. And the last word I would like to leave you with, because I think the churches of America, and I challenge the pastors that are out there today, because the Goliath of our time is political correctness. And just like in the Bible, Goliath was standing out there defying the armies of God. And he said, I send out your champion. I'm telling you today, these are the champions that are stepping out, and they're running toward Goliath with their five smooth stones. And to the rest of the pastors and to this nation, I say today, choose this day. As Joshua said, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Do we want to really live the word of God and speak the truth? Or are we going to decline and be a non-viable nation? And so that is the word that I have for you today, is to choose this day whom we will serve.
From Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Chairman Glenn Sawyer.
Pastor Glenn Sawyer, I humbly submit that I'm the pastor and the chairman of the Council of Elders and Pastors for the Greater North Carolina jurisdiction. I'm persuaded today, and I believe that when a man is silent, he is silent concerning the things that should be spoken of. And I believe that death begins in a man at the moment of his silence concerning things that speaks volume to our life. Today we stand before you on this platform to say that we're no longer going to be silent. We're going to speak the truth of God. We're not hate groups, we're love groups. And if God said that homosexuality is wrong, we simply want to say affectionately, as God has said, it's wrong. And we today stand together with our leader in the greater North Carolina area, Superintendent Dr. Patrick L. Wooten. We stand in volume to support him in his lead concerning these issues. It is a great honor and a privilege to be able to share this with you on today.
Lastly, from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, Pastor John Robinson, pastor of Kingdom Come Ministries. John.
Good afternoon. I'm Pastor Robinson from Kingdom Come Ministries. I'm here to support this effort and to speak out against the fact that we have been labeled as preachers of hate. Now, myself, I believe in the preaching of the gospel. I am a defender of the faith. I have never, when I think of hate, I have never had my congregation to bully anyone. I've never bullied anyone across the pulpit. I preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ, which is a message of love. But yet it is also a message of truth, and we must preach the truth. I believe that in this effort that the SPLC is taking up is that they need to hear our cause. And if they want to defend somebody, they need to throw their hats in with us, because now we have been labeled as those who preach hate, and it is just not true. And so we will continue our efforts as men of God to carry the voice of God and to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I want to say it's a privilege to stand with my brothers in Christ here in this important message. And we reiterate, as my group, as every pro-family organization, including all the organizations that have been labeled by the Southern Poverty Law Center as hate groups, every single one of them condemns violence against homosexuals, condemns genuine hatred against homosexuals, condemns bullying of any kid with regard to any criteria. We condemn ridiculous messages like the guy who goes around and says God hates fags. We've condemned all of this, but what's at stake literally is the demonization of Christianity. And one thing that the SPLC tries to say is they say they're not against moral beliefs. They oppose the way people oppose homosexuality. And let me say that that is preposterous, because if the SPLC truly was against all hatred, then they would have condemned abjectly hateful groups like Dan Savage, a homosexual activist, who's actually created a website called Santorum.com. He took a very pious Catholic candidate, Rick Santorum, running for president, even before he was running for president, and because he was upset at something Rick Santorum said about gay marriage, he created a website called Santorum.com, and he redefined the name Santorum to mean something I can't even repeat here, the vile byproduct of anal sex. Now, why hasn't the SPLC condemned Dan Savage's website as a hate site? Why hasn't he condemned the Gay Liberation Network, whose leader said he wanted to push me into the street? Why hasn't he condemned Wayne Besson, who seeks to harass and imply that people like D.L. Foster don't even exist? So this has nothing to do with hate and tolerance and everything to do with pro-gay politicking. And this is a gambit, and I think, hopefully, in the minds of the public, the SPLC has reached too far. And we will continue to ask that the media expose this awful double standard by which the SPLC is allowed to label groups certified hate groups and effectively smear well-intending Christians, Jews, and Muslims who simply stand for time-honored historic morality. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Pastor Wood, and thank you to all of you for coming out today.